I thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I take the floor to react to some allegations mentioned earlier by the representative of the Russian Federation with regard to my country. First of all, I would like to be crystal clear. As you well know, Crimea is Ukraine. And I would like in this regard to draw attention the members of the CD that to draw attention to the UN General Assembly Resolution 68/262 of March 27, 2014, which clearly supports the sovereignty, political independence, unity, and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders, underscores that so-called Crimea referendum of March 16, 2014 had no validity and called upon all states, international organizations, and specialized agencies not to recognize any alteration of the status of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city, and the city of Sevastopol. I would like also to remind about the UNGA resolutions, namely 73/194, the problem of militarization of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol, as well as parts of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. The following resolution adopted last year, as well as resolutions 71/205, 72/190, 73/263, situation of human rights in the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol, Ukraine. And the last document in particular calls upon all international organizations and specialized agencies of the United Nations system when referring to Crimea in their official documents, communications, and publications, including with regard to statistical data of the Russian Federation, to refer to the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol, Ukraine, temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation, and encourages all the state and other international organizations to do the same. We urge the Russian Federation to hold its aggression against my country and implement the above-mentioned and other UN documents on that matter. With regard to the ongoing militarization of the temporary occupied Crimea. As we already mentioned, Russia has been carrying out progressive militarization of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea. And these disruptive actions include, inter alia, besides the military exercises of the Black Sea Fleet of the Russian Federation in the territories of the temporarily occupied Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol. These disruptive actions also include destabilizing transfers by the Russian side of weapon system, in particular nuclear-capable aircraft and missiles, other weaponry, ammunition, and military personnel to the sovereign territory of Ukraine. Pursuant to the agreement between Ukraine and the IAEA for the application of safeguards in connection with the NPT on the whole territory of Ukraine, it is prohibited to deploy nuclear weapons or divert nuclear materials and facilities of Ukraine for military purposes. Therefore, Ukraine calls upon the international community to urge Russia to abstain from any actions connected with the violation of the nuclear free status of the part of the territory of Ukraine, the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, and the city of Sevastopol. I also would like to mention and to draw the attention to the violation by the Russian Federation of the Budapest Memorandum, which sends a very negative impulse for the non-proliferation weapons throughout the world. Last but not least, the issue of poisoning of the opposition, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was raised by many delegations today. On the part of my delegation, I would like to mention that these recent events related to the poisoning of these persons once again prove that human life, safety, and dignity value nothing for the Russian authorities. Ukraine fully trusts the results of the in-depth analysis of Alexei Navalny's biological samples performed by the Bundeswehr laboratory, as well as an independent study by specialized laboratories in France and Sweden, which unequivocally confirmed poisoning caused by the use of a nerve agent. We also welcome the involvement of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in the investigation and look forward to the results of the relevant analysis to be received from the designated OPCW laboratories. Ukraine reiterates its firm position that the use of chemical weapons by anyone, anywhere, and under any circumstances is a gross violation of international law and should be strongly condemned. Those responsible for such a gross violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention should be punished. Given the high likelihood of involvement of the Russian Federation in the poisoning, Ukraine calls on the international community to continue coordinated pressure on Russia to stop threatening world security and violating international law by aggression against its own citizens and other states. I thank you, Mr. President.